Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, we're talking about technology in the first hour, and we talked about how rapidly it is advancing, Steve. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's in the last 5 years, we've seen huge advancements. But right now, they're saying, many futurists, if you will, people that invent things and are really involved in technology, are saying that really over the next 5 to 7 years, we're going to see such a quantum leap forward in technology that's not only going to revolutionize and change everything that we do in our daily lives, it's going to change the economies of the world.
Yeah.
And one of the things that's going to do that, based upon what they're saying, and you could just look at the technology and say, I can so see that, is the 3D printing. 3D printing that's now available. Guys, do you know, I mean, we talked about this on the radio several times, where in New York, I believe it was in Cornell University, that they actually printed a collagen ear, an ear. They duplicated a 3D, three-dimensional ear. Mm-hmm. They're printing skin, okay? This has been done already. But do you know that shortly you'll be able to go to any Staples in America and purchase a three-dimensional printer? Now, it's $1,200, actually $1,300, $1,299. I love how they put that $99 in there. I love that $99. It's $1,299, but it's $1,300, and it's plug and play, works right out of the box, no user training required, and it's a printer that will print a three-dimensional object out of plastic. You know what that means? That's going to change everything. I want you to listen to this segment here on CNN Money. We're going to come back and talk about this more, but this is very interesting.
Welcome to South by Southwest, where the hot new technology isn't just an app on your smartphone. It's moving beyond the smartphone to something physical, something real, something you can put your hands on. It's all part of something they're calling the Makers Movement. So tell me what we're doing over here.
So what we're doing is we're looking at our 123D Creature iPad app. And this lets you basically sketch out a creature, texture him, sculpt him, anything you want. We're providing the tools to create that 3D model that you eventually fabricate and make real.
So these are all things that you created on that app and you were able to print out here.
That's right. What you're listening to is they're creating an app. It's an app on an iPad. You're creating it by drawing it on a screen, and then they actually print that three-dimensional object that was created on a screen out of some sort of plastic. Listen.
Right, yeah.
This all came from an app.
Yeah, and it's very easy. You saw how easy it is to do it.
So this is a 3D printed record, and basically what I've done here is I wrote a program that lets you take any piece of digital music and you can just convert it straight into a 3D model of a record, and you can just print it right out in a 3D printer and play it on a turntable.
This plays actual music.
Yeah. Do you want to hear it?
I definitely want to hear it. It's good. I like this. Is this going to make a more efficient economy if we're able to print out things at home, build things on our own, as opposed to go out in stores and purchase them?
Yeah, I mean, when you're a consumer, you're buying something that's getting made far away, getting put on a boat, then a truck or a train, and then being kept warm in a store. When you can make things yourself, you need them, you make it. We're in a great time where the software and the hardware all just connects up to make this great, like, 3D ecosystem so that you can make things simpler than ever before.
It has some pretty good volume to it. We had a program called 123D Design that we modeled it in. Everybody walked away with something that looks similar to this, but everybody's had their own unique feel to it. I think the maker movement really comes from that need and the desire to really own the objects around you. It's this wanting to be back and be personal with everything that surrounds your life.
Lori Siegel, CNN Money, Austin, Texas.
This is incredible. This is something that now is coming to the market, and now the average person, right now they're making something that you can buy at Staples for $1,300. Listen, some of these things cost thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars. Mm-hmm. And to make something now that's that the everyday consumer could use is absolutely remarkable. WFTV.com is sharing, this is really interesting, they're saying that these three-dimensional printers are popping up everywhere from desks of hobbyists to Air Force drone research centers. Now, these machines they're speaking of are generally the size of a microwave oven and are costing anywhere from $400 to more than $500,000.
Sure.
They extrude layer upon layer of plastics or other materials, including metal, to create a 3D object with moving parts. I mean, people are making things like iPad stands, guitar stands, guitars, jewelry. Some are even making guns. But experts warn that this cool innovation could soon turn controversial. Because, I mean, they're eliminating all sorts of copyright infringement.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of the same thing that happened with technology when they created the iPhone and the original iPod, mm-hmm. is that when they made the MP3 music file, they compressed into a file, they mm-hmm. were able to change the whole music industry completely. It's all just right. changed overnight.
Mm-hmm.
And
That's when Napster was so controversial back then.
Well, yeah, they were taking stuff that wasn't, you know, yeah. right for them to take. And what you're seeing now, the potential for this, that means airplane mechanics could print a replacement part on the runway. Something's broken. We don't need a call for shipment. We don't need to order that part. The mechanics can print the part on the runway. A dishwasher repairman can make a new gasket in his service truck. A surgeon could print a knee implant custom designed to fit the patient.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're looking at it. They're looking about how soldiers who are in remote places like Afghanistan that are running out of ammunition, instead of risking bringing a helicopter in an ambush to supply them with more ammunition, they could set up a 3D printing machine. And the government has already been looking at this. The Obama administration has set up $30 million to pilot a program on how to use 3D printing to build weapon parts. And the government's already doing this, according to let me make sure you get this right for you. According to WFTV.com9, they're doing this. So the philosophy or the mindset is, why bring in a helicopter to risk lives when we can set up this printing machine in the middle of this gunfight, this war zone, mm-hmm. and print ammo?
Mm-hmm.
Make ammo on the spot.
Wow.
Technology is changing. Wow. That means that if something's broken in your home and you have one of these 3D printers, you just kind of get the blueprint, you print it up, you print the part, and you put it in right there in your home. Do you know how many businesses will be affected by this?
Oh, yeah. That would change the whole process.
There'll be warehouses that will be completely empty.
Yeah.
There's in the economy, there's a whole parts industry. That's their job. They manufacture parts. Well, when you can print a part in your office at home or in your workshop in the back, that's a serious, serious situation. There's a company that tracks the industry, and they said that sales are projected to jump from about $1.7 billion, this was in 2011, to $3.7 billion in 2015. I mean, what you're looking at is unbelievable. There's two guys that started this was called the Cube. It's going to be sold at Staples now. But they started out, they're from MIT, and they first tried to pitch this as a toy maker. And they were trying to raise some funds, and they tried to, you know, get some money to develop this thing. And they sought $30,000 to fund their project of making this device. Well, they wound up collecting $2.3 million from 26,000 investors. And they were making these 3D pens as a result of it. This is serious.
Yeah.
This is serious. And just because, you know, we're able to make things like this, I don't know if we necessarily should. I think we might have talked about this on different radio already.
Yeah, right.
But you're opening up a whole can of worms with this. And I'm telling you, technology is going to be changing. And what we want to do is use technology for God's purposes and to do the right thing with it. You know, technology is really, it's amoral, it's neither good nor bad. It just depends on the person behind using the technology. And we want to make sure that, that whatever technology we're using it all for the glory of God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the things that can be used to do wonderful, great things in medicine and for God can also be used to do horrible things. Listen, we are living in a technological advancing world that is moving ever, ever so rapidly. We need to hear God on this. We need to hear God on how we need to incorporate, or at one point say, I need to get off of this cyberspace thing that's moving, you know, nine to the nothing,
mm-hmm.
and look at other things to do. Because guess what? We can have so much technology that's doing everything for us that we're not involved in the process anymore. And there's no critical thinking at all. But you know what? We had learned and heard about the law of use. Pat Robinson shared about that. And the whole idea about the law of use and some principles in the kingdom is that if you don't use it, you lose it.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't use it, you lose it.
That's right.
And if you don't use your mind, if you don't use your brain, if you don't intentionally think and process and be involved in everyday activities and figuring things out, you're not going to be able to do that. You're not going to be able to do that. That's an interesting thought. I want to encourage you, for you have children in the home, don't tell them how to do everything. Make them figure it out.
Yeah.
Tell them, it takes an hour. Make them figure it out. Because that's a learning process, being engaged. And my concern is that, listen, we've got everything that, we got alarms that ring. We have all kind of computer software. We've got everything that's so technologically advanced. No one has to think about doing anything if we're not using the brain that God gave us and blessed us with. Listen, we're not even using it to its potential to begin with now.
Mm-hmm.
How much more we're not going to use it when technology is literally doing everything?
Yeah.
We want to be careful. We want to be prayerful. Most of all, we want to incorporate God into everything we do. And we want to hear him as to what we're going to do as this technology advances.
It is amazing how this is all working. It's people just like you, friends like you, that stand with us and understand, you know, we've got to make a difference in our generation, that stand with us prayerfully and financially, that just partner on a monthly basis to financially build a foundation that where we can carry this message not only to the nation of America, but to the nations of the world. It's amazing how so many people are being encouraged by a simple gift of a few dollars a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, whatever it is. And you know what? Together, if you're having difficulty in how to present the gospel to this generation, partner with us, and we together at VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program will bring the gospel to this nation, and this nation, by God's grace, to the Lord. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com. Or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.